From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting the Chinese government says democratically elected pro-independence lawmakers in Hong Kong should not be allowed to take their seats in the legislature. The issue emerged when two pro-independence members were sworn in, pledging allegiance to what they called the Hong Kong nation rather than China. It was not immediately clear how many lawmakers would be affected by the order. Israel has repeated its opposition to a French-sponsored international conference to revive peace efforts with the Palestinians. The conference was proposed to start before the end of the year. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has spoken out against international diktats and repeatedly called for direct negotiations with the Palestinians. Kurdish-led Syrian forces backed by U.S. air power captured a number of Islamic State positions Monday north of the city of Raqqa. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook said Monday that there is hard work ahead, even though progress is being made by the Syrian Democratic Forces against IS. The Pentagon defended taking on operations in Mosul and Raqqa at the same time. Cook told reporters the coalition has been applying pressure on multiple fronts for some time. Peshmerga tank commander Sihad Barzani on Monday said his forces have almost finished the job of getting ready to push into Mosul. The commander is the brother of the president of the Kurdish regional government in Iraq. Iraqi Kurdish forces launched an offensive Monday to capture the town of Bashika from Islamic State fighters. Kurdish Peshmerga forces had surrounded the town east of Mosul for weeks ahead of the assault. As they entered the city, they exchanged heavy gunfire with IS forces. This is VOA News.